Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another edition of 15 Good Minutes. This is Coach B hanging with the A-Team. Freddie, how you doing this week, man?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
You're doing good, GR. How about yourself, man?
Doing well here. Doing well.
All right. Yep. I want to open up and give a quick review of it's a golf review, and we don't do golf a lot here on the channel, but I spent last week on a golf outing with the good folks over at Golf DMV. I'll put a link to their podcast in the description. So I wanted to kind of talk to our people real quick, give you a quick review of what happened, what I thought of it, whether I would go back again. Hint, hint. I would not. So went down to North Carolina, a place JR was called Pine Needles Golf Resort, which is in the Pinehurst area, a really popular place for golfers, you know, good golfers. I played three courses. The group that I was with, which was Golf DMV, they actually played four days in a row. I'm too old to play three in a row. These cats, you know, these young cats out there getting in with four, but we played Tobacco Road. And Freddie, we were right in the back door for Chapel Hill, but I mean, I got some good comments on my attire, my golf bag and all of that. So I said, Freddie would appreciate that. We also played Pine Needles in a place called Mid Pines. It was tough golf. Yeah, there was, first course that I played called Tobacco Road had sand traps the length of the fairway. You understand what I'm saying? Hundreds of yards long. So you couldn't make a mistake, right? Like if you ended up, say, just 30 yards to the right of the fairway in the sand, you'd be playing up in the sand all the way to the green. Extremely frustrating. I lost count of how many bunkers I was in. It was tough for you know, a duffer like me. I think the benefit of the outing for me was just, you know, hanging with the guys. They had a pretty big group. I mean, there was 12 of us total. But the golf was tough. The Pine Needles, which was the second day, I liked that course the best. Nice. All of them, you know, were really scenic. You know what I mean? Good looking. But these are courses like Pine Needles, for example, is the place that hosted the LPGA US Open last year. So I'm talking extremely well manicured, but they're skinny. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't miss. And even if you hit the green, Freddie, half the time I would hit it, man, that shit would roll off the back. You know what I mean? Like I see the green, I got the shot, I land on it, and then you just see your ball disappear over the horizon. You'd be like, damn. And it goes down some hellacious hills. So you know, that was, it's different. I'm with a group called the Old Men Golf Club, right? Bunch of old guys. And we normally go to South Carolina to Legends. One of the things that I recognized after this trip was that I think these guys in the Golf DMV group, they really want to play famous courses. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Like Pinehurst number two. Yeah. Last year they went to Bandon. Yeah, famous courses. Whereas my group, we just want to play and we really don't care about the, you know, how famous it is, you know. The lodging, it was trash, man. So it's like a cabin. You open the door. You ever go into a hotel room and it just smells like musty? Like no one's been in that room for 6 months, you know? And there's Freddie, it was like, it was frozen in time, like in the 50s. It either had wood paneling everywhere or wallpaper, like from Rob and Laura Petrie. I know you don't know who they are, Freddie, but y'all know who they are from the Dick Van Dyke Show in the 50s. So everybody else is kind of the mindset, yeah, you know, you just there to sleep or whatever. And that's fine, but I didn't like the accommodations, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We normally golf in Vegas, nice accommodations.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting ready to say.
Yeah, we go to Myrtle Beach, nice accommodations.
We don't spend no time in the room in Vegas.
But the price, here's the thing, Mace. I mean, the price, you know, per person was around $1,600, $1,700, right?
Oh,
and God. When I go to Myrtle, our entire trip is less than $600. So I get it. You know, wow. I'm not one of them cats that has to play the high-end courses, though. So for me, as much as I liked it, it was a 4-hour drive from here. So I drove myself down there, drove back. It's always a good drive. It's like going to Chapel Hill. We got to get some tickets too, Freddie. I'll talk to you about that offline. I got a couple things in mind. But I got beat. And again, I'm not a good golfer. I'm just a duffer. When you get beat down every day in something, I don't care what it is. You know, by the time you get to that last day, you'd be like, Oh, hell no. Hell no. So I do appreciate the invite from the guys. Like I said, I'll put a link in the description. did a full-blown review, by the way. Shout out to Golf DMV. They had their 300th episode while we were there. So I got to watch them tape that live. That was pretty cool. And again, couldn't be with a nicer, you know, group of guys and just hanging out in the evenings. That was the famous part of my day, was in the evenings when we're drinking Henny and smoking cigars on the deck. That was it. The golf, not so much. Socializing was just fine. So there you guys have it. That's the 15 good minutes quick review on Pine Needles Golf Resort in Southern Pines, North Carolina. So really what we want to talk about today, Freddie, is kind of the state of the MLB playoffs.
You know, the Rangers, they seem like this young team that, you know, nobody really expected. I thought they was going to falter throughout the season. They did. Yeah. They stayed right there, you know, and so now here we are. So
JR, one of the things that I noted, man, was that all of the wild cards, right, all four of them, two AL, two NL, they all were sweeps, two games to nil. What was your takeaway from the wild card?
My you know, we talked about this before, about a second season.
Yeah.
You know, and most of it is situational to me. You know what I'm saying? You could beat a team all year, you know, and they get in the right position, you're done. I mean, that's just the way it is.
Dude, these teams that's been losing, we talk about 90-plus win teams. And losing at home. We've talked about this before, though, right? When the season first started, you had mentioned it's not about the record, but who's hot at this time of year. So you still feel that's the case, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that who was it? The Arizona Diamondbacks over Milwaukee. I mean, Milwaukee was hot.
Yes.
Go back a couple of months though, Freddie said that the NL Central was trash. So, but Milwaukee was the pride of that. Them cats lost two in a row, and they were the home team,
yes.
Right? Yes. And this is one of the things I've always liked about baseball. That first series is three games. That second series is five, and then your AL, NL, CSs, and your World Series are both seven.
I think it's, you know, like to JR's point, you know, you have that second season. I think when you do get to the wild card, you know, that best of three, and if you, you know, had to fight to get into the wild card, you're already in day-to-day baseball mode as opposed to someone that's already in. You know, you're already in. So get these guys now in the divisional round. This is like really the wild card for them. You know what I mean?
So it's their first series right. Since the regular season.
Right. So, you know, I think, you know, the Rangers, you know, I still think it's fluky, but, you know, we could end up seeing a Texas AL, all Texas ALCS, you know, give the state of Texas and Dallas and Houston another reason to hate each other. And then,
you know, I think the layoff hurts the winners. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't get a chance. I mean, that's a good point. I didn't get a chance to ask Freddie that, you know, do you feel the same way? You know, like if you play really hard, to your point, you win 100 something games, the reward for that is you don't have to play right away. Do you think that layoff hurts you?
Yes, I think it does.
Yeah, I tend to agree too. Going back to your point, JR, about how Philly seems to be playing with house money, they never stopped. You understand? So you're in the wild card, you're playing, you're doing whatever, and you just go from one to the other. That to me is more, it represents more what Major League Baseball is all summer anyway. You know, yes. At what point do you get a week off like you do here? But I think, and you can tell me if you agree with this or not, but I think supposedly on paper, this downtime is supposed to benefit the pitching staff, I guess, to give your
well, what did Clay Shaw, how many days was Clay Shaw off?
You know, what I'm saying? Man, you know, yeah, you talking about Kershaw?
Yeah,
it don't matter.
No, I'm just saying he was off, and look, he got bombed, you know,
yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think it hurt. I really do think it hurts because when you come off winning the wild card, you already pumped, especially you swept a team. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what you had, 2 or 3 days, and then you playing again?
2 days,
you know?
Yeah.
2 days, you know? Yeah. So I really do think, I think they're going to talk about that. I think that's going to be a topic of discussion in the offseason.
I think, you know, having a Texas correspondent like Freddie, we got an opportunity to get plugged in to see what is that temperature like for the whole state? In other words, is it similar to what you see you know, in Chicago, North Side, South Side, White Sox and the Cubbies. Is it like that with them?
Yankees, Mets.
It would be that way now in this. It would be that way now in this time. And it will start to build on that regardless if both teams making it. If the Rangers actually make it to the World Series, then you could see the beginning of that little, I'm not going to say rivalry, but that little.
Because Houston, yeah, to your point, to be a rivalry, it's got to be competitive. And Houston's been really dominant in the AL for 5-6 years, right? I know they won it in 17. I know that was the team that the Nationals beat in 19. Houston won it last year. I think that was Dusty's first one, right? So, you can't. That's a good point. I don't think you can really call it a rivalry. I just think it's interesting that both of those Texas teams are playing very well right now. I really wanted the Braves and the Dodgers. I just, as much baseball as I've consumed over the summer, I really do feel they were the best two teams. And I always like to see the best go at it. But right now, the Dodgers are stinking it up, and I can't take anything away from Arizona. So before we get out of here, I want to ask the guys, they got anything to say today? I'm going to start with you, JR. You got something to say?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Fair enough. Freddie, how about you? You got something to say?
No, I don't. I don't.
I got something to say, and it's a quick one. I want to say, our hearts and prayers go out for me anyway to Barry Melrose. He had to retire today from ESPN, with Parkinson's disease. And as a guy who's not a hockey person, Barry made hockey very good for me. You know, he was a player, he was a coach, but what he did at ESPN, he didn't take himself too seriously, but some guys have the ability to communicate a sport in such a way that helps. I've always been a fan of him, not just because he's a beer drinking cigar guy, but because he just seemed to be an everyday man. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that he's forced to retire due to these health conditions, I just want to say, you know, as a fan, you know, and a representative of the show, 15 Good Minutes. We hope you get well. You know, all of our best and all of our thoughts are with Barry Melrose and his family at this time. So that's all we got this week. We hope that you guys are having a really, really great week and have an even better weekend. Watch these baseball playoffs. We will catch up with you guys next week.